I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Human rights groups, including Amnesty International, released a joint statement condemning increased violence, hate speech, and anti-conversion laws in India. Nearly half of India's 28 states now have anti-conversion laws on the books. Karnataka passed a new law in September, while Uttarakhand strengthened existing legislation last week. Greg Musselman with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says,
the agenda is to have every state under these anti-conversion laws, and they're continuing to expand right across the country, which of course is concerning to the Christian.
Pray anti-conversion laws don't stop believers from sharing the love of Jesus. And the Gaza Strip is surrounded completely by Israeli territory, except for a small border with Egypt. Ever since conflict erupted in 2006, civilians living in the Gaza Strip can't get easily in or out. Complicating matters, Israel controls the airspace overhead and the waters offshore. Youssef Al-Khoury of Bethlehem Bible College grew up in the Gaza Strip. He says his family gets 4 hours of electricity a day, and drinkable water is in short supply. It's difficult to get imports and exports across the border.
I have 2 nephews and 1 niece. The oldest is 9 years old. The youngest is 40 years old. None of them have experienced in their lifetime 24 hours of electricity or clean tap water. In fact, the statistics say that 50% of Gaza children wish not to live.
Pray for healing and the hope of Jesus in Gaza. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. In the Middle East and North Africa, isolated believers risk everything to live out their faith. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, offers a free prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and shares the stories of believers who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.